It's the best route on Rise FM. So joining us on the line, going to be chatting to Bella's Athletics Club captain, Patrick Ntimane, joining us on the show. Touching on the match that started on earlier on. It's done now. I know they marched to the court earlier. We've heard the findings and the updates through the Rise FM team as well, keeping you updated throughout the province. But joining us on the line currently is Patrick Ntimane. Ntimane, thank you so much for chatting to us here on Rise FM.
Good afternoon, Lily. Good afternoon to the listeners of Rise FM as well.
It's quite a somber day today. You know, you look out and just the feel of the day itself and the mood in the streets. And like I said earlier, a thing to take out of it is that at least at this point, we're having the necessary conversations. But we want to hear from you, especially as part of the team that led the march earlier on, the impact that you hoped to be delivered to the communities involved. What impact would you say you had hoped the community who got to be a part of the walk in Mbombela and raising awareness about gender-based violence and supporting survivors, would you say the message landed as was intended?
Lily, yes, indeed. We hope that it did. And I would like to believe that our presence reminded the community of Mbombela and everyone else that gender-based violence has no place. Maybe to go further, today the community of Mbombela came in powerful show in units during this peaceful march organized by our club. With the support, obviously, of the city of Mbombela, where we deeply were also deeply honored to be accompanied by some executive members like the MBC of the Department of Culture, Sports and Recreation, who stood firmly at the court in solidarity with the call for justice for Lusanda. And also hundreds of men and women from across our communities gathered with one shared purpose to demand justice for Lusanda Matabeng, who was brutally murdered on the 3rd of November.
How would you say, I don't even know how to put this, let me say, how important is it for especially local communities like in Mbombela, for instance, but I mean, this is a message across the entire world, to come together, especially in solidarity for victims such as Lusanda Matabele?
I think it's very much important that during these times or during these trying times, we come together in solidarity, because these atrocious acts, they affect all of us, whether you are personally affected, like as a family member or as a community member, It affects all of us. And it's very, very much important that we gather and we become in solidarity to be able to pass the message of not of condoning the cruel acts of GBV, but maybe as a club that actively advocates for the end of gender-based violence and femicide, we found it necessary, we found it a bit necessary for us to march to Nelspruit Regional Court, where those two accused murderers were scheduled to apply for bail, based on the fact that we wanted to echo our word, or rather our statement that says no bail must be given to the killers.
Absolutely. The message is loud and clear. I want to find out today, because we had a guest in studio who was a part of the march earlier. Much as it was a peaceful march, what we gathered from him is that the community, or at least some of the people who were part of the march, were actually hoping that the accused would get bail. And one wonders, what is the correct approach in such instances? Because you would wonder, what would then have happened if they had gotten bail and been released, at least for now? What is the appropriate manner in which such experiences and brutalities should be handled, especially by community members?
It's a tough one, Lizzie. I'll say that we will not. Although maybe my thinking my thinking will be different from the others, but we were hoping that the killers will remain in prison. I hear that some community members wanted the killers to be out, and I remember this is a country which is governed by a number of laws, and as society, we are supposed to adhere and to stick to the rules, and so that we don't take law in our own hands. And we condone that the communities can then continue and take law into their own hands. We are glad that the perpetrators, or rather the killers, decided to stay inside so that they can be safe and everyone can be safe as well.
Allah, okay. Remember, I'm listening to your tone as you're communicating this, and I take it anyone who's listening to the show has their own view of how things should have ended, at least concluded today. Chatting to us on the line is Patrick Ndimane, part of the Bellas Athletics Club. He is the captain, catching us up on how the match concluded today, especially in support. It was a peaceful match. And at this point, would you say that things went well in closing?
I'll say it went well, because although I can say that in a significant turn of events, when the two accused chose to proceed with their bail application and chose not to proceed with their bail application, but to remain behind bars, that's a decision that we fully welcome. And but also maybe to continue and say that our fight does not end here. We still have a long way. We will then continue to attend the court proceedings and stand by the Lusanda family until the justice is fully served and her killers are rightfully sentenced. But we also got our space whereby we want to bring awareness to the community and also to speak to the community members, those who were there at, by the court. They will they can attest to the fact that after the court proceedings were concluded, there were speakers who spoke very strong. Amongst those speakers who spoke very, very strong was the MEC Liam Mabuza, who spoke at length and very, very strong. Even the peers of the late Lusanda, the leaders from COSAS, from the Youth League, they also had an opportunity to sensitize and also to educate the community about
issues. Mr. Yes, I hear you, sir. Sorry to cut you off, but we unfortunately out of time. I think we get the gist of everything you are imparting with us, and the general community of Mpumalanga appreciate your efforts in even initiating the march itself. At the end of the day, this is where we stand, and we will do our best, I take it, to do better in going forward. Appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks so much, Lily.